to hear me? Perfectly. Cool. Whatever the case may be, I have a little sore throat. May not sound like stumbling. That also means I'm a little nervous as usual. It's to Jeremy and say, Jeremy, how do you do this? Preach. Thousands of do it often. Keep reading your Bible and then sit down. But today, that I've learned throughout my years, something that let me say he wanted to do a sermon, and I let him do it, that I wanted to share with everyone else. Maybe something struggle with that we need to not have. 15. Then some Pharisees, why do your disciples break the for they do not wash their hands when and he answered and said to them, why do you for the sake of your tradition? The scribes and Pharisees asked him a question. Notice right after that, he gives them a question that they really can't. They always ask Jesus a question. They never can answer. They never ready. God said, honor your father and mother. And father or mother is to be put to the. Whoever says to his my father have been given to and by this you invalidate the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites. I prophesy of you, this people honors me, but their heart is they worship me. Teach men. Besides the scribes focusing on why this the Jesus that crazy question, he calls them hypocrites. Well, in this text, he says it once. And Luke, all together, he says it at least 8 times. Read it out. Hypocrite and opinions that he or she or her real feelings or motives. Being fake or not being honest or being a liar. Jesus had to tell these people what they were doing wrong. Traditions. But they decide what's bad in the commandments. God talks about that. And say we would do what is right. Not only we're being called blinded. Anyone else? But I struggle with this sometimes. So being double-minded. And it's the year of this year, minded. Like I said a couple of weeks ago, we'll go out, talk to someone about the scriptures, be baptized. This is what the Lord says. This is what I go home and may have an argument saying, but also not listening to what the Lord has said. Brother Rep will come to me some days and me, hey Adrian, but then I'll give him different words, but it's the same answer. In my heart, I know I did something wrong. He's in me that I've done something wrong. Is that I know in my heart, not anyone here but God. And it hurts, because if I'm preaching to the ones, and I'm outside, walking in the world, being like the world, and let me tell you something, brother, it does not work at all. You cannot be with the world and that time. If we can serve God and guess who becomes a liar? Guess who is the true liar? It is us. But, oh, look, God, I myself, and not only that, so I don't really need God. He's looking right at you. You want, says you cannot serve two masters. Chapter 8 says, blessed are the people, for they shall see God. The center of the mind. See, everything in this world belongs to God. It belongs to Him, regardless of what it belongs strictly to Him. Those who want to be in the world, and they would devote themselves only to the world. Christ have clean hands, guiltless actions, and who has, which means right attitudes and motives, and who done fruitful deeds, not because you know it's the right thing, man, to do the right thing. They will receive a blessing, salvation. Let me tell you something. And you can read about that in Psalm. God requires us and our hearts double-minded. But God does not want us to have a troubled heart. We're going to read today. We're going to read the book of James. James has five. And he talks about this double-mindedness. Chapter 1, verse 2 through 8. And right here he's writing this to verses 2 reads, consider it all joy, my brother, various trials, knowing that the testing, and let endurance have its, so that you may be perfect. Any of you lacks wisdom, and let him ask of God, gives to all generously and without reproach. Must ask in faith. For the one who doubts is tossed by the wind. For the man ought not to expect anything from the Lord, being a double-minded, stable in all his ways. What is if we lack wisdom and ask God, who is gives to all generously, reproach, which means he's not looking for anything in return. Remember that. We are being single-minded because we need, and he doesn't need anything in return from us. If we are like his children, if we are supposed to, then why sometimes we look. Turn with Matthew 6, over to James. Matthew 6 says, in verse 3, of the body, so then, if your eye is clear, your body will be full of light. Your whole body will be full of light. That is in you is darkness. How great is the darkness? Verse 24, no one can serve for either he will hate or be devoted to one and wealth. Verse 22, he talks about the good eye. This means single, means sincere. And talks about this bad eye. And then he goes right down and says, you only serve one. You either love one or that's exactly what he says. But let's look at verse James. In verse 1 through 4, it says, my brethren, in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, within, if a man comes into your fine clothes, and there also comes in a, you pay a special attention to the one who is wearing, and you say, sit here in a good place, or sit by my foot among yourselves and become right there. Do you see what I'm talking about here? A rich man is alive in a good place. He doesn't sit over there. There's no favoritism. So why do it? Favoritism? Or does he reign the rain on the just and the unjust, as he says? Am I being single? Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 15. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse. Look at what he says. It says, one of your brothers is giving you, you should take him from the poor brother. But you your hand to him and shall generously sufficient for his need. That there is no base saying the seventh year and the year of remission cast out toward your brother, poor brother, and you give cry to the Lord against you, and it will be a sin in you. And your because for this thing the Lord in all your work and in all your undertakings. Poor will never cease to be in the land. What is saying? You shall to your needy and poor in your land. This poor. And then you see this word command throughout the whole entire scripture. He never God rich and the poor. There's no different. No different at all. So of men. If I do not lend a helping hand, not only am I being double earlier, before. So I, of course not. But he's talking about the heart. Heart is hardened towards your brother. Brother, let me tell you. Y'all need to fix that. I need to fix that. And I needed to life. Two. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9. You're talking about this. It's in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9. It says, he will be blessed, for he gives. Stop there. So you see, but go over to chapter 6-8. It says, do not eat the bread of a selfish. So he is, but in his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the morsel. You have compliments. If my brother comes to me, they ask me for a coat. I give him a coat, but in my heart, I don't want to give him anything. That's not what God wants us to do. That's not being pure in your heart. But in your heart, we all need our money, right? We all need it. Someone might come to us, hey, I need a couple of dollars. I need you to help me with this so-and-so. Is there anything you can do? You give him the money. Sometimes we get something in return, right? We always do. Listen, God says that we need to be. We're not a pawn shop. We're not. They do that thing. Our hearts. And if we do that, it means that we're being like God. And who else sees it? Not just God. Not a part of God's. Having God in their lives. They may change. When we work, people can see how we have in Jesus Christ. Faith only God. Please turn with me back. James chapter 2, and we will look at works. Most of us may know of faith without work is dead. What use is it? Faith, but he has him. If a brother or sister is without clothes, eat food, and one of you says to them, go, and yet you do not give them. Works is dead, being by itself. May well say, you have faith, and I have works. And I will show you my is one. You do well to recognize you foolish. Now works is for useless. Was not qualified by works when he offered up Isaac, his son. Faith was working with his of works. Faith was perfected, and which says, and Abraham believed God, and it righteousness, and he was called the man is justified by works. Was not Rahab the harlot? She received the messengers and sent them out by another way. Just as the body without the spirit is dead. Is dead. If you but you don't have any works, where is it? We are working for the Lord. When we work that is in Christ Jesus, some of us here, probably basketball, football, whatever the case may be, online, whatever the case may be, anytime. That one friend that talks so much, they never can do it. They trash. They can't play. They can't do anything. But when we do, when we go into an interview, because we're trying to get the job, we tell them. We tell them that. We tell them. Bring us to the job, and so that we can be. They'd be like, "Hey, Adrian, I'm calling you because you know." I'm like, "Wow." Then I'm not backing up the sitting down, being lazy the whole. Down the best fit for the job. I would do this, this, this. Don't do nothing. I just say nothing. Being a liar. Hold ourselves to Christ. Oh, I'm gonna definitely do this. When we tell Christ, we want to be baptized. We want to give our lives to Christ every single time. And when we give our all the way through, but do we do that? How do we not do that? Because we don't walk. Walk. We talk a big, good game. We talk. Folks look like trash. We are useless. The people out there who it's another person that's in the world. So we don't really. And you know what else that looks like? You're not looking like. That's exactly who you look like. Why? Because. Up. He wants you to be lifted up. Then guess what? Our hearts are. Matthew 7. Not every kingdom of heaven, but he who does is in heaven. Well, Jesus is the final decision. He is the final eternal destiny. Meaning, and he would. Go down there. We don't. Now, since we do have faith, right? And we are doing the work of about the words we all the way we talk. The same book of James, chapter 3, 1, verse 1 through 12. Verses, it says, let knowing that as such a stricter judgment, for we all stumble in what he says, he as well. Now it so that they will be obeyed their entire body as well. Look at the ships. Strong winds are still over the inclination. Also, the tongue is a small part of the body and great things. See how great a forest is by such a small fire. The very well in numbers. As that which defiles the entire body, the course of our life, and it sets hell. For every species of the sea is human race. But look what he says. But no, in the tongue, it is a relentless full of deadly poison. With it, we. Who have same mouth came both these things are not to be this way. Does a fountain send out from the same opening? My brethren, figs, nor can there are many, careful how I say it, there are many teachers and preachers. We can stand up here all day and Christ wants us to do. We have a job. But mainly preachers and teachers have to teaching the word. But if you're not walking, it's hard talking a big game and not doing anything at all. Preachers can preach very well at some point and make us believe what he believes. But if it's he is worthless. Don't even know that we're being double-minded. Everything we read in James is Proverbs chapter 15. It says, the tongue of the wise makes not mouth of fools spouts folly. Was sometimes and try to and do both at the same time. All day I'm a follower of Christ. But you can go right up foul language out of your mouth. Not want that coming from out of our mouths. You see more of God works. We're being double-minded. Christ and use bad words at the same time. Again, it doesn't if you do that. Also, using foul language strong. Just people say foul language makes them look strong. Why do you have to use filthy language in a dirty joke? You can be funny, but don't have to be. Then we're just wild. We're useless. We're doing when we do know what we're doing, we just choose our tongue. Guess how whole entire body, and that's what God wants us to do. Proverbs chapter 13, a couple of pages up. In verse 3, does his mouth preserve, opens wide his lips, comes to speaking evil or doing any evil things does not, it does not. It comes from the music you hang around with. You know, trying to be all cool, and then we hang. Cool. That's being dumb. That's the devil work. Above. Gentle, reasonable, unwavering, and without hypocrisy. Sometimes, again. Spiritual and physical. Next chapter in verse to chapter 4. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 4 in James. James chapter 4, verses 1. It reads, of quarrels and afflicts among you. Wage war in your members. You lust and do and cannot obtain because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask so that you may spend it on your own. But
You adulteresses, do not with the world is whoever wishes to be me of God. Wow. And I'm saying I love God too. Of the world, an enemy of God. Do the 1% of what the world says. No, you're still the same. Is writing to the chapter when he says they ask and do not receive because they ask with what? Wrong. On their own pleasures. They lust the things they don't have, so that what they do? They kill for. They don't ask. They ask for the wrong reason. All right. We shouldn't be like that as well. If we appear like that, then our hearts will be the same exact thing. It will be. They're trying to have both. It does not work. Not God himself. Those who are spiritually unfaithful love the world rather than more than someone else. Know what they're doing. And that's, and it's embarrassing. James says, pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God, to visit the orphan stress and to keep one, not the world of nature, not the world of people and their rebellion against. It's clear for us to understand that we need to not chapter 2 verse 15 in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of he's not telling us to not have on this earth. He's not telling us that. The evil deeds love the world. We have to remember, we have to realize that is God. That is a command. He's telling us for a reason. Why? So we won't be lost in a. If we decide of God, brethren, we will not have to see him. We're just being double-minded, trying to have. So what does it take? Let's continue. 6 through 10 in chapter 4. Chapter 4. Verses 6 through 10, it says, God is opposed. Submit therefore to God. Resist from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double minded. Let your laughter be turned. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord. You. So what does it take to be single-minded? Submit to God. Draw near to God and hands and purify your heart. Let's purify. Be single. Humble ourselves in the presence of our Lord. This single-minded. Not may think and may have a means. Now we know what it actually to tell us. The world may say being single-minded only for his own pleasures and be happy and have his own. Humble ourselves in the presence of him. Him, then our hearts are now pure. We go after our own desires, and what is our, for example, of happiness. cars, maybe fame. All these earthly things can be. So let's not to do that. Don't chase after that. Read chapter 5 of James, because this is exactly. Chapter 5 of James. Come now, you rich, weep miseries which are coming upon you. And your garments have become moth. There your flesh like fire, that you have stored up your treasure. The pay of the laborers withheld by you, cry of those who did the harvest Sabbath. Hopefully I said that right. It says, you have lived luxuriously life of wanton pleasure. You have fattened your hearts and put to death the you see here is only concerned about himself and of the money. Brother, we have to remember this. Cannot buy your way into heaven. We all buy your way into heaven, but it can buy you a seat next to I want you to go. That's how it is. The rich doesn't pay. Have a boss that would be nice to you. Have a good connection with you. Heart, he ain't trying to give you anything at all. That's being double-minded. Want us not to do. Up all that on this earth. He's doing all that. Not paying the workers that he's supposed to. That's his job. Happy. Which again, because of single-minded, they have their. But God sees it as it's selfish. Because he's not paying for the workers in full. And what? Double-minded. Please turn with me to Proverbs. Verses 22 through. Verse 7. It reads, with an evil eye, when we see that word again, an evil eye does not know that one a man will after flatters with the tongue. There again, that evil eye, as we talked about before, has this evil and doesn't know his time is getting mind that it's not just on money, but it's on earth. Up in heaven that he's supposed to. Everything is too. Sometimes we can be like that. And we may forget that we'll be here. It's going down. But while we're on this earth, sometimes and do those things every single time. Every single time. What does double-minded can also mean or just being a liar. And evil and confused on evil things. 1924, you don't have to turn there. It says it's easier than for a rich man. Chapter 5, we'll be, finish reading 15 through 20. Verses 13 through 20 in this book. Is anyone among then he must pray. Is anyone is to sing praises? Is anyone among you sick the church and they are to name of the Lord? And the prayer offered in faith for the one who is sick, and the Lord, and if he has committed sins, they will be confess your sins to one another so that you may be healed. The effective righteous man can be accomplished much. Elijah with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly on the earth for 30 years. Again, and the sky poured. My brethren, if any among you strays from the truth and one turns a sinner from the his soul suit of sins. Do you know how powerful a prayer faith is in it? Sometimes we should be praying for signs on the earth. It means so much more. Things on this earth or our brethren, for sure, right? We can say, why do we I make that mistake? I tell my brother, hey, look, I don't do it. As in the fact that I want to be boastful on myself. An example. Because you know what? I am the Lord loves our hearts. We have to constantly examine this. Sometimes we can be double-minded and forget God wants us to be single-minded. Asking for wisdom righteously with the faith we have in Jesus. Accepting what God gives us because he already knows. Scripture, chapter 30. Yours. We'll begin reading in verses 15. Again, it reads. For you today, life and prosperity and death and adversary. Command you today to love the Lord your God. See that command? Walk in his ways, still a command, and to keep judgments that you may bless you in the land, which is still all a command from him. Let's continue. Your heart turns away and you will not from the worship of you today. You will not prolong your days in the land where you are to enter it and possess it. I call heaven and earth that I have set before you life and death. So choose you and your descendants. By loving the Lord your God and by holding fast to him. For this is the length of your days, that you may live in the day in the your fathers to Abraham. At the end or at the end of the day or any before we even pass away, we need to think about who we're going to choose. Or we're going to be with God. We need to love him. So if we're doing that, we need to be just like, not like the world. world has. We don't need to be. If anyone, please come. If you haven't given your life to Christ, living the right life, you need to live the life like Christ. You need to be. You are baptized today. Still living out in the world. Prayers to try to change. If we try to change, and God will see that. If we keep doing the righteous deeds, please.